individuals occupied positions in the royal court and its several ministries and offices of the government of Saudi Arabia.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A group of Tijuana, Mexico residents is not happy that one of the migrant caravans is hanging out in their city. The group of locals are citing safety concerns since many in the caravan are just loitering in the streets. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
As many people reflect on the 2018 midterm elections, it gives both sides an opportunity to look at what went right and what went wrong. I had a chance to chat with Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and one of the things I asked him was some of the things that both parties can learn from the election.
I think you need to look in the mirror when you have a defeat like we did and first acknowledge, yeah, we lost the majority, and it's something that we want to learn how to get it back and how to go and re-earn the trust of those voters who left our party and voted for Democrats. We're not doing a good enough job as conservatives of letting people know what we stand for and what our conservative principles really are and how they're going to help hardworking families who are just trying to get ahead and struggling in a tough environment. So we need to look in the mirror and figure out all those things. Where did we do things that we got to do better? Did Democrats raise tremendous amounts of money, way more than a lot of our candidates? In these races we lost, they had this program called Act Blue, which helped a lot of low-end donors direct money, you know, straight into the campaign coffers of their challengers. We need an answer to that on the Republican side. We're actually working on that already and working on some of the other things we need to do better to earn the trust of the American voters who left us this time around and get that back and regain the majority in 2020.
The congressman also has a book out titled Back in the Game, One Gunman, Countless Heroes, and the Fight for My Life. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. National Geographic's critically acclaimed documentary series Explorer returns with all new episodes starting Monday, November 12th, 10-9 Central, with Emmy Award-winning TV personality Phil Kogan. He's the host of Explorer and also The Amazing Race on CBS. We're very honored to have him today. Phil Kogan, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Any chance to be able to tell people what we're doing?
I'm interested in finding out how that relationship started. When the folks at Nat Geo were looking for a new host for Explorer, did they basically just look at a list of all the experienced internationally known TV hosts sorted by those who had been to the most places on the planet Earth, see that you were at the top, and make you the offer?
Well, I would love to think so. I think, look, where it all started was I was able to host a show called Earth Live with Jane Lynch about a year ago for National Geographic. It was a two-hour live show where we went around the world to 25 countries and checked in on the planet live for 2 hours. It was awesome. Ooh. And I guess that got me on their radar, and I have done some stuff with National Geographic over the years. And, you know, National Geographic Explorer is a really iconic show that was the first show that I really gravitated towards when I moved from New Zealand to America a quarter of a century ago, 25 years ago. So I've always sort of felt like that would be the perfect type of show that I would like to be involved with. And thankfully, the executives over at National Geographic agreed that I might be a good choice, and they've given me this opportunity.
So I love these episodes, and my nickname for the first one is Phil versus the Volcano. Now, I know this is...
The only problem with that is that movie, Joe versus the Volcano, was not a very good movie.
No. Actually, this is a big improvement. Now, this is far from the first amazing thing you've done on or off camera. We'll talk about some of those experiences later. But after so many years of putting people through challenges around the globe on The Amazing Race, what was it like being lowered into a massive pit of boiling lava?
Well, I started working in front of a camera when I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And for the bulk of my career, I have been doing extreme things in front of a camera.
Yes.
Breaking a world record, bungee jumping and diving the world's longest underwater caves and all that sort of stuff. And in recent years on Amazing Race, I have had the luxury of being a part of a very successful show. But there have been many times when I have thought, man, if only I could jump in there and do those things, because it's in my nature to do so. It's sort of how I got into the television business. Mm-hmm. But yes, going down into what they call the mouth of hell, Masaya Volcano in Nicaragua, where it's one of the few places on Earth where you can see a lava lake boiling away, and you're descending 60 stories down into this crater where this lava lake is, and where there's sulfuric gases swirling around. It's an eerie feeling. The sulfuric acid destroys everything in its path. It ended up destroying our equipment in the end.
Wow.
Sometime after. So it's a scary, exhilarating experience, and I think I've never ever felt so small and insignificant in all my life as when I was lowered into that volcano and felt the rumble of Masaya Volcano underneath me, the ground rumbling away, and realized just how insignificant we really are as humans standing on the surface of this very powerful planet.
It really did look as if Frodo could have dropped the One Ring down there and disposed of it entirely. I think that may have been the original basis.
I don't think it would survive, no.
We're speaking with Phil Kogan. He is the host of National Geographic's critically acclaimed documentary series Explorer. It returns Monday, November 12th at 10-9 Central. It involves, obviously, many more people than just yourself. There's an incredible crew of different documentarians and co-hosts that go to all sorts of different places around the world. And I was really struck especially by the segment that was done on the way that solar power is transforming the lives of people in, please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it was Tanzania in Africa. Tell us about that, if you could.
Yeah, so one of the great things about this new season of Explorer, and it is the longest running documentary series in television history, goes right back to the mid-80s. One of the things we've done is we've tried to get back to the original grassroots of what Explorer was. And we do have these fantastic storytellers who see the world through different lenses or different filters. And one of our storytellers, one of our correspondents, is a gentleman by the name of Sal Masekela, Hugh Masekela's son. Some people may know Sal Masekela from his work in extreme sports, and he's an extraordinary storyteller, world-class storyteller, and he goes to find out about a device that has been created to help people get power to their homes. So it's a wow. It's basically a little box that allows them to charge their phone using solar power. So you leave it out all day, it gives you enough power to then light a light bulb and be able to charge your phone. And there are these guys that ride around on their motorbikes with this power source that comes in a box that people can buy very cost effectively, and it is changing lives. And the story is called Light Riders, and Sal goes out with these light riders, rides with them, and we see one of these amazing inventions being implemented into one of the homes and how it affects their lives. And that's what I love about our show, is that we really are, for all intents and purposes, we are shedding new light on right. the world. We're trying to show how humans interact with the world. And this, to me, is a perfect example of what can be done with innovation and resourcefulness and those people out there who are making a difference to the quality of people's lives.
You're absolutely correct, and it really was moving to see how much of an impact this was having on people's lives in Tanzania. It was really something, because having light, which is, given the infrastructure outside of major cities, is not a given. They've adopted mobile phones in a lot of places because that the telephone infrastructure is not in place, and so they need a place to charge their phones. Light gives them an opportunity to work and conduct business at night, which was not a possibility in the countryside for these very poor communities, many of which are based on herding animals and so forth. And it really did make a very fundamental change in their lives, and it was really amazing to see that process and how the one company that produced this device was not only creating the device, but making it available to people in such a way that they could easily afford it, pay it off, and make a real contribution to their own lives and to the economy around them.
Wow. I love talking to you, because you've just summed up everything that we want to get across, you know. And look, I mean, our goal is to really to go further, to dig deeper, to give people a sense of hope about the world, what's going on. And we hear a lot about what's wrong with the world constantly. What, you know, there's a focus on, you know, with a lot of news stories, if it bleeds, it leads. It's about, well, let me tell you about something that's going wrong. And I guess what we're trying to do is, we're not ignoring what the problems are, but we're also trying to say, well, okay, we live on this planet, and the good news is that there are human beings on this planet who are doing extraordinary things to make it a better place to live. The planet's going to be fine. Everybody talks about how we have to save the planet. No, we don't have to save the planet. We have to save ourselves.
That's right. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
We're speaking with Phil Kogan. He is the host of National Geographic's critically acclaimed documentary series, Explorer. It's back Monday, November 12th, 10, 9 Central. He's also the host of The Amazing Race on CBS. You can go for more information to natgeotv.com, nationalgeographic.com. Now, some might think, Phil, that your globetrotting began with The Amazing Race. Obviously, you've talked about doing many other things in your career, but it goes back a long way in your life, actually, to the tender age of 2 years old. So it started very early on for you, didn't it?
Yes, I was lucky enough to travel overseas for the first time when I was two with my parents. And my dad is a plant scientist. My mom is a music teacher. And we're all from New Zealand. And we left New Zealand to go to Canada, where my dad was lecturing at Guelph University. We lived there for about 4 years. And during that time, we traveled extensively, because of my parents' work. I remember one summer my dad took a sabbatical and we got a Volkswagen camper van and we went to every national park over a period of 9 weeks in North America, every national park in Canada and the United States. So North America. And it really got me inspired about seeing the world. And then we went from there and we lived in the Caribbean. We lived in Antigua for 8 years. And during that time, my parents would take trips to Colombia and Trinidad and Jamaica and all the Caribbean islands. We traveled back to Australia. So again, a lot of travel through my years leading up to high school. Then I went back to New Zealand for high school and then the start of my television career. And then when I was, I started working in front of a camera at 19, and then when I was 23, I came to America, and I arrived in New York City, and I've been in America ever since, but obviously, traveling a lot.
Now, you had a near-death experience at the age of 19 as a part of that journey. It changed the course of your life. What happened to you, and what did you do as a result?
So, one of my first hosting jobs was to dive on a shipwreck, and it was about 120 feet down, and I got separated from my dive buddy, got separated from the crew, found myself inside this massive 22,000-ton shipwreck of 120 feet in the water. The ship was on its starboard side. I was completely disorientated with where I was, and I thought, for the first time in my life that I was going to die, and obviously I got out of that experience. And what it prompted me to do was to write a list of things to do before I died. And that list has really been a contract, if you like, for the way that I have structured my career. I mean, things that are on my life list are the things that I have thankfully gotten paid to do. It really was a pivotal time in my life, and it really changed the way I lived my life. I wrote a book about it. About what the philosophy is, which is called No Opportunity Wasted. And more recently, I've created another sort of catchphrase or mantra, which is "Tick it before you kick it." That's sort of a modern version of No Opportunity Wasted. Tick it before you kick it.
Yeah.
And recently, I just love meeting people who have inspiring. Inspirational stories to share, and so that's what prompted me to do a podcast that I do, which is called Bucket, and it's called Bucket with Phil Kogan, and I talk to mavericks, disruptors, record breakers, people who live like, they live like they're dying. Basically, they live their life like it's their last day on Earth, and that's a huge part of all the career choices I've made in my career.
I mean, I was familiar before speaking with you and doing the research for this interview with your work on The Amazing Race, but I had no idea how perfectly all of that fit in with the scope of everything that you've done in your life. In a way, you've gotten to kind of sit back and watch other people as they fulfill the kinds of dreams that you have had the great fortune to live in your own life and continue to live as you can continue throughout your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things that people find most surprising. People who know me just from Amazing Race didn't realize that before The Amazing Race, I had worked in over 60 countries and done all these crazy things like putting a golf ball across Scotland and breaking a world record and diving the world's longest underwater caves. I rode my bike across America and retraced 1928 Tour de France. And so
yes.
I've I have continued to live my life like that, but sometimes when people just know me from Amazing Race, they don't necessarily realize that I'm not there to share that experience with others, but that I do actually jump in boots and all. And I guess doing Explorer has been a great opportunity for me to do some pretty extraordinary things this season. We mentioned the volcano, but I also went into a bear den with diving with whale sharks.
Wow.
I went to the border of Pakistan and India and witnessed the changing of the guard, this crazy ritual between the Pakistani soldiers and the Indian soldiers there. Went into an eagle's nest in Catalina. So many amazing experiences. And my whole thing is to try to tell the story from the inside, to immerse myself in the story and bring people into the story for a different perspective.
It's an incredible series, and I've gotten to see the first couple of episodes, but it really is something. Folks need to check it out. For more information, they can go to netgotv.com, nationalgeographic.com. Beginning Monday, November 12th, 10/9 Central. Also, the episodes appear every Monday at 10/9 Central. One final question, Phil. You've done so many amazing things over the course of your career. What is still on your bucket list?
Well, it's funny you should say that. On my bucket podcast, I've spoken to, I believe, 4 astronauts, and I have always wanted to go into space. And I tell you, is Leland Melvin is the only NFL player to have gone into space, became an astronaut, or Jerry Lininger, or Mae Jemison, the first African American woman to go into space. Having spoken with them, I am only now more determined to one day look back on the Earth from space. I really can't wait to do it.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be an amazing challenge on The Amazing Race also, but the cost
yeah, I can see it now. Teams must now make their way to this spaceship and travel to outer space, change a light bulb on the space station, and make their way back to Earth here at the Houston Space Center for the next clue.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is definitely not one that you want to take a fast forward through to the end.
No, don't skip that one.
We've been speaking with Phil Kogan. He is the new host of National Geographic Explorer. For more information, natgotv.com or nationalgeographic.com. And to keep track of Phil himself, you can go to philkogan.com. That's Phil, KEOGHAN.com. Phil, a real pleasure speaking with you, and thank you so much for being with us on Now It's the News.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and hope you enjoy the series.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
This is Wolf Blitzer from CNN, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
My lawyers aren't working on that. I'm working on that. I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers. I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily, very easily.
President Trump earlier today at the White House saying he's completed answers for the Russia investigation from the Justice Department for Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The president did also say his attorneys would be looking over the answers, and then he would be submitting those to Mueller. Still no winner in the Florida Senate race. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
The Senate race in Florida? Still up in the air. The winner still not certified because the election's still too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots.
That manual recount does have to be complete by Sunday at noon Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. If you've been paying attention to the news in the last year or so, you may have heard rumblings in a couple of different cases of a massive uncovering of international tax havens, of different means of very wealthy people have of hiding their money, their funds in different places around the world in such a way as they cannot be taxed by the governments of the world. And foremost among the ways that this has been done has been a law firm, a Panamanian law firm called Mossack Fonseca. This was revealed in a set of papers called the Panama Papers because of the location and the tax laws involved around that. We have with us today Jake Bernstein. He is the author of Secrecy World, Inside the Panama Papers. Jake, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me, Derek.
Sure thing. So tell us about Mossack Fonseca. Sounds like the name of a Bond villain, frankly. But this is really an illegal and a tax. It's not nearly as dramatic as a Bond villain. It's kind of dry and complicated in a way, but just as nefarious. What did they do, and on what scale did they do it?
You know, Mossack Fonseca, this Panamanian law firm, it's named after the two principal partners, Jürgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca. And they had sort of rather an audacious idea. They wanted to make this sort of secret offshore system more widely available. So it wouldn't just be for the uber wealthy. It would also be for the merely rich, and particularly in the developing world, but everywhere. It was sort of, their vision was kind of the McDonald's of anonymous secret shell companies. High volume, low cost. And they end up flooding the world with more than 240,000 sort of companies and foundations and trusts, these sort of offshore entities. And that's ends up covering 21 different tax havens. And what actually happens is all the data of this law firm for a period of 30 years gets leaked to a German newspaper called Süddeutsche Zeitung, based in Munich. And they, in turn, share it with an organization called the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. And ICIJ distributes it to more than 100 media organizations. And they begin to dig through what turns out to be 11.5 million documents, all told, actually more than that. And we discover more than 140 politicians from more than 50 countries, and heads of state, their families and associates, ministers, elected officials, drug traffickers, Ponzi schemers, and then lots and lots of people who were legally avoiding taxes or engaged in illegal tax evasion. But what it allowed us to see really for the first time in a comprehensive way, because Mossack Fonseca was one of the top five providers of offshore anonymous shell companies in the world, what it really allowed us to see was this, you know, exactly how this system works. And it, there's really trillions of dollars that flow through this underground economy. And we got sort of a glimpse of that in an unprecedented way. And that's what my book, Secrecy World, is really about.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He is the author of A Secrecy World. As you mentioned, there's nothing technically illegal about what's being done here. But I thought in your book you laid out right at the beginning a pretty good example of what one individual did in order to obtain a home for a family member tax-free. And I'm wondering if you could take us through that briefly, just to kind of trace the complicated route that it takes in order to make sure that these funds are protected from governments.
Sure, absolutely. And this is, you know, a lot of this operates in a gray area, right? The place where tax avoidance, which is sort of technically legal, becomes tax evasion, is sometimes the determination of a government or, you know, a tax authority or a prosecutor. And until they make that determination, it is ostensibly legal, right? It's tax avoidance. But the example that I chose, because I thought it did kind of cover things in this way, involves a Mexican businessman who had quite a bit of money of disposable income, not entirely clear where that money came from. And he had a sister who was in Seattle, and she had a kid, his niece, and the sister was involved in a nasty divorce. And so the businessman in Mexico wanted to buy a house in Seattle, a $500,000 house, for his sister and her child, but he didn't want the husband to know because he didn't want it to become part of the divorce proceedings. And so he goes to Mossack Fonseca, and Mossack Fonseca creates a company in Delaware, a shell company in Delaware. Delaware is one of the biggest players in this business. People don't realize that the United States is, in fact, perhaps the leading tax haven in the world, driven by Delaware and Wyoming and Nevada, which are big players in this world. I mean, Delaware makes more than $1 billion a year in fees just from its business registry, which creates all of these anonymous shell companies. So they create this Delaware company for this Mexican businessman. And the problem, though, is that he is the sole shareholder of this Delaware company. So it doesn't quite provide enough. He's a member. He's, you know, you can kind of find that out. So if the Delaware company buys the house in Seattle, it could eventually be traced back to him, and that's no good. So they also create a Panamanian foundation, and the Panamanian foundation owns the Delaware company, which will in turn own the house. And in that way, it's almost impossible to figure out exactly who owns the house, because if you go to the Panamanian Foundation, the ostensible owners of the foundation are in fact Mossack Fonseca employees. So it would be impossible to really get to this Mexican businessman, let alone figure out where his money is coming from, which was used to buy the house. And this is actually a real issue, because property prices are skyrocketing in cities across the land, in Miami, in New York, in Los Angeles, in San Antonio, all over the place. And part of that is because foreigners are using anonymous shell companies to buy up property. And it's really just to park cash. They're not planning to live there. It's a safe investment. In fact, they're not even that concerned that they make money on the investment. They just want a safe place to put their money because they're afraid that it's not safe in the country where they're from. And oftentimes, that's perfectly fine, right? I mean, it's legal. There's no problem. But there's also a huge amount of money laundering going on. And, you know, corrupt officials in places like China that are taking bribe money and translating it into apartments in New York City. And what this does is it drives up the prices for all the other people who live in these cities, you know, the actual residents who can now no longer afford to buy a house or an apartment, or are paying skyrocketing rent because foreigners are using anonymous shell companies to park money and property in these cities. So it is, in fact, a serious issue, and one that, even though we don't realize it, affects millions of people all over the country.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World. There's so many implications to what you're talking about, just in terms of affordability in these big cities. And then, of course, the fact that the states and communities involved don't receive the tax money in many cases if you're sheltering from taxes, and the legal implications of where did this money come from, how was it gained, and you're talking in this one case about a particular property that's worth about $500,000. And you're talking about one businessman who may be wealthy, but certainly is not wealthy on the scale of billions and in some cases of trillions of dollars that is involved in this global traffic of protected funds. But you are talking about the same complicated chain in order to try and keep the information about who this is, try and keep the information away from the government, trying not to pay taxes within any very stretched legal means. I mean, talk to us about the scale of this. I mean, we're talking about companies that we're very familiar with, people that we're very familiar with, Apple, using legal means to keep their money from being taxed in the United States or in other high tax areas, and then shopping it around very clearly, and these are not the only revelations that we've been talking about. This is not just individual people. You use that to illustrate how it works, but these are billions and trillions of dollars that are being protected in this really insane, complicated way. And this is money that should be subject to taxation by governments and providing social services to people who are not getting those benefits, that money, in an increasingly difficult and inequitable global economy.
I mean, Derek, you put your finger on it. I mean, the sums are vast. So we're talking, the U.S. Treasury sort of estimate is that as much as $300 billion a year is laundered through the United States. And that is illegal activities like drug trafficking and corruption and terrorism. And each year worldwide, individuals are avoiding paying $2.5 trillion in income tax worldwide. But just in the United States, the United States loses $70 billion a year in tax revenue just from corporations shifting profits to tax havens. And so when our government is crying poor and saying we don't have enough money for education, for health care, for infrastructure, the reality is that the money is available. It's just being lost to these tax havens and these complicated schemes. And some of it, much of it is legal, and much of it is not. And because of the anonymity, this cloak of secrecy that I describe in my book, Secrecy World, you really can't distinguish between the two.
Given your research and what you've looked at in this, what do you think of the idea that many have proposed about a tax amnesty or tax holiday in terms of bringing back money to the United States? Is that an effective way of doing things, given the options that these very wealthy people and global corporations have at their disposal?
Well, this is an interesting question, right? So under this new tax bill that they just passed before the new year, they've lowered the corporate tax rate to 21%, right, for corporations that bring their money back. But if you're Apple or you're Nike and you're paying as little as 8% or maybe 0% because you've got, you know, a top-flight accountant at Pricewaterhouse or Ernst & Young or wherever helping you, you know, move your money around and use different schemes to avoid paying any taxes, why will you bring your money back to the United States and pay 21% when you can pay 0% somewhere else?
Right.
I mean, it's sort of, it seems doubtful, but there are actual reasons why you might do that, right? You might bring some money back because you want to pay dividends. And so that would be a reason why it might be, you know, it might be favorable to just take a bite and take that 21% tax rate. Or you might need it for litigation fees, you know, for fines or settlements or things like that. So there are some cases where it makes sense. But by and large, you know, the promises that have been made about, you know, huge amounts of money being repatriated back to the United States because of lower tax rates just doesn't really seem likely to me. I mean, we'll see, right? Maybe it will happen, but I'm skeptical.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World Inside the Panama Papers. I'm a guy sitting in the middle of the country. I got a job. I go to work. I commute. I pay taxes. I'd like to pay less taxes. And I see news reports coming out about people trying to avoid taxes, doing it successfully. And my first instinct is not necessarily to say this is a bad thing. It might be to say, well, yeah, I'd like to be doing that too. What's the impact on them of all this activity?
Well, I mean, this is absolutely true, right? Nobody likes to pay taxes, right? And everybody would like to pay less in taxes. And in fact, you know, we should all avail ourselves of whatever is legally available to do so. The thing is that there are things that are available to people who are really wealthy that are not available to everyone else. So 50% of the wealth held in tax havens belongs to households with more than $50 million in net wealth. So it's really the uber wealthy increasingly that are taking advantage of this. And these people look at the world slightly differently than I think probably you and I do, right? They are truly transnational. You know, they have houses in New York and in London and in some place sunny, and they live on private jets, and they send their kids abroad for school, and they don't, you know, the United States, you know, might be the place where they were born, or it might be the place where they make their money, but they don't seem to have the same sense of obligation and nationalism that people who, most people who live here probably do. Yeah. So it's kind of, this system sort of allows a different world, and it has fed into and grown with a gaping inequality that has become a serious problem, and it is enabled by this offshore system. So at the end, it becomes a question of fairness, right? I mean, you and I pay our taxes, and we grumble, you know, understandably, and we try to avoid as much of it as possible, but we're not really doing the kinds of things that the mega wealthy are doing. And, of course, they are, you know, they're avoidance of taxes and sometimes evasion of taxes is much more consequential than whatever we do because, you know, we don't make as much money.
Right. Well, F. Scott Fitzgerald said it 90 years ago, and it still applies today. The rich are different than you and me. And somehow I don't think that the guy down the street, sitting on his couch, cracking a beer, watching the game, is necessarily going to go to Grand Cayman anytime soon to visit his billions of dollars. So there is a real difference. We've been speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World: Inside the Panama Papers. Jake, it's an important topic. It's a fascinating read, and I appreciate you being with us here today to discuss it.
Well, thank you so much, Derek. I appreciate that.
Droppo, you are the laziest man on Mars. Why are you sleeping during working hours? Happy train.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy train.
Mike Hewitt here. Have we reached that point where ears are less valuable than mouths in public discourse? Where facts and reason aren't as meaningful as ideological agenda? You know, partisanship over substance, headlines over understanding. Have we traded the tenets of mutual respect for anger and vitriol? You must be terrible because we don't agree. What a dystopian path we're blazing for the next generation. And by the way, folks, it's not proving to be so good for us either. I can only tell you this. Until or unless we save the American family and return education to parental control, our culture will continue its downward trend. You can agree with me or not. Find us on Facebook and tell me what you think.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The number of people missing in California's wildfires soared to over 600, and the death toll has risen now to 66. Hundreds of people in Northern California are living in tents in a Walmart parking lot. Now, they've been told that they're going to have to move by the weekend, and President Trump is expected to visit the area on Saturday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey joined Fox News to talk about the recovery efforts.
We're going to continue to do our absolute best to locate people and reunite them with their friends and family, but at the same time, search the area for people who perished in the fire.
A federal judge announced that the Trump administration must restore CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press credentials. The president's reaction to that?
Nobody believes in the First Amendment more than I do. And if I think somebody's acting out of sorts, I will leave. I'll say thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate you coming, and I'll leave.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A new abortion bill is making its way through Ohio State Legislature, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has this update.
The State House in Ohio signing off on the bill that's now been sent to that state's Senate. It outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill approved on Thursday bars abortion, according to proponents, after a fetal heartbeat's detected, but Democrats argued against it, saying many women don't know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. There are no exceptions in the bill for rape or incest. Doctors violating the measure could face up to a year in prison. Again, it still needs state Senate approval. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democrats are still trying to figure out who the next Speaker of the House will be. I had a chance to chat with Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and he believes Nancy Pelosi is the front runner.
There's a real internal power struggle going on the Democrat side. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still the front runner. She's the face of their party.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Friday at a bill signing event, President Trump took some questions from reporters. One of the